Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Road Safety Authority are urging people to wear seatbelts as new research reveals a 4% decrease in seatbelt wearing rates. This research was a manual observational study of seatbelt wearing of drivers and passengers conducted in September-October of 2023. Director of Partnerships and External Affairs with the RSA, Sarah O'Connor, joins me now. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme. People might say it's only 4%, but I cannot understand this. I cannot understand how there's a decrease in seatbelt use.
Yeah, it's hard to get your head around, I suppose, Cormac, and what we saw from the observational study, which is a really, really meaty piece of work. So it's 23,000 cars all over the country were observed. There was a 4% drop of seatbelt wearing overall, and that was actually 5% in the front seat, a little bit of improvement in terms of what we saw in terms of backseat seatbelt wearing. So it's a worrying piece. And I suppose, like you say, it's hard to get your head around what that means, or
it seems like a no-brainer as well. It used to be the case. I do remember in the 1980s, as a child, standing up in the back. There wasn't that awareness, was there? But you would not do it now.
No, but there wasn't always necessarily. You didn't always have a seatbelt in the back of the car either at the time. And obviously, that's just really no longer a feature in cars now. Now you'll have seatbelts available in every seat, and even alarms in the car very often, depending on the age of the car, to indicate to people that they're not actually wearing them.
So what's happening? Why the decrease? Is the messaging not strong enough?
Oh, I think that this is part of what we feel we're seeing across the board in terms of those dangerous behaviours that we've talked about before, Cormac, from people. So when we look at this particular study, and we look, for example, at any of the attitude and behavioural pieces, what we saw is that seatbelt wearing, alongside some of the other really important basics of road safety, diminished during COVID and have bounced back a bit, but not back to where they were. And that's part of the dynamic of what we're seeing there. And I suppose running alongside this observational study that I've mentioned that we've undertaken is a European-wide study. And that said that 1 in 10 people drove without their seatbelt in the last 30 days in Ireland, and 1 in 5 in the rear seat drove without their seatbelt in the last 30 days. So I suppose what this says is, look, there's a really important back-to-basics piece about people understanding the impact. And I think then when people say, well, it's only fallen from 99 to 95%, and why is it that big a deal? The reason why it's a big deal is if you are involved in a collision and you don't have your seatbelt on, you are putting yourself and the other people in the car at very serious risk. And so we could see that 22% of fatalities, for example, were not wearing a seatbelt. It's a really dangerous endeavour to be driving, whether it's a long trip or a short trip,
but
without
your
seatbelt.
You're saying it's down to understanding, people's understanding of what it means to wear a seatbelt or without wearing a seatbelt. But can I put it to you that that's down to messaging? And how you enforce the message. It's also down to enforcement, isn't it, on the roads?
Well, I think messaging is quite important. So what the reason we're launching this today is obviously for people to help to make people aware of it and to understand it. But one of the most basic pieces actually that has come through in terms of the research which informed the ad campaign that people will see on radio, on TV, on video, on demand over the course of the next month, it's not necessarily that they don't agree with wearing a seatbelt or they don't think it's important. It's simply that they forget. And so the whole point of the ad that we're showing is to remind people not to worry about peer pressure. That's not what's going on here, but that people have forgotten to put seatbelts. They've sat into the car. They might be having a chat among a few people, and people have just neglected it. And so the point of the ad is to say to people, just ask them to put it on every single trip, every single time, every single person. So it's just our brains clicking in and needing that reminder is actually a huge amount of the puzzle here.
It's worth reiterating, Sarah, isn't it, what the statistics tell us about the number of road deaths due to not wearing a seatbelt?
Oh, look, I mean, 22% of people who have a fatal collision aren't wearing a seatbelt, and 7% of those with serious injuries aren't wearing a seatbelt when they're in the car. So even though, you know, we are all pretty good at doing this across the board, when you don't, you know, there is a big challenge there in the mix. And look, I suppose the other pieces that we are working on at the moment to help to get this across to people, we obviously have a Check It Fits program, which is all about making sure that car seats are correctly installed. That's going to be at locations coming across across the country, and we do recommend that people pop online and have a look. Close to half of the child car seats are not properly installed, which means it's not only about putting your own seatbelt on, but making sure any kids are safe and securely installed in the car seat. And the other piece is we are bringing our 360 rollover simulator to the Ploughing Championships and to other festivals across the country this summer, just really because it's about that reinforcement for people, not only to understand why they wear the seatbelt, but like I said, to have that reminder to make sure that they need to do it every single time.
Okay, and finally, is that having an effect, the increased road policing, the increased cameras, speed cameras, for example, is that having an effect, or is it too early to say?
Well, in terms of seatbelt use, I know that one of the things that the Department of Justice and government are exploring would be the use of safety cameras to look at seatbelt use in the future. So that is one of the cases that's being built up, the use cases for safety cameras. And that, I think, will be a really significant piece of the puzzle. But I definitely, in terms of increased visibility, increased policing, seatbelts is one of those behaviours that really makes a huge difference. And I know there's a big focus from government and from the guards on that area of work, and I think that's going to be really, really important. But look, really, none of this is about seeing a guard every single time and wearing the seatbelt. It's about all of us doing it for ourselves and doing it for reminding the other people in the car. And we shouldn't need anybody to be standing on every single corner in order for us to do that. It's a life-saving intervention we can all make, and we should make, and make our habit.
And do it for because it's the right thing to do. Sarah O'Connor of the RSA, thank you.